For most of human history, the world's center of gravity wasn't London, Paris, or Rome. It was the vast stretch of territory spanning from the Mediterranean to China. Peter Frankopan's groundbreaking work, The Silk Roads, challenges our Western-centric view of history by revealing how these ancient routes served as the planet's primary arteries of ideas, religions, technologies, diseases, and cultural exchange. These weren't just trade routes carrying exotic goods, they were civilization's central nervous system. The book has become a global sensation, translated into over 30 languages, and celebrated by figures from Hillary Clinton to Chinese President Xi Jinping. What makes this perspective revolutionary is how it completely reorients our understanding of history, showing that for millennia, the true engines of human progress operated along these interconnected pathways that have been largely written out of our conventional historical narratives. From humanity's earliest days, Asia's heartland served as civilization's crucible. The Persian Empire was an administrative marvel, with a bureaucracy managing worker payments and market regulation, alongside a 1,600-mile road network traversable in just a week. Their openness to foreign customs and ideas fueled their success. When Alexander sought conquest, he turned eastward, never toward Europe, which offered nothing of value. After defeating Persia, he showed political acumen by respecting local practices and adopting Persian customs. The collision of cultures produced astonishing exchanges. Buddha statues emerged only after Apollo's cult reached Western India, with Buddhists adopting visual representation in response to Greek practices. Literary influences flowed both ways. Some scholars suggest the Sanskrit Mahabharata borrowed from Homer, while others argue the Aeneid was influenced by Indian texts. China's Han Dynasty eventually connected to wider Asian networks through the treacherous Gansu Corridor. Their demand for horses from the Fergana Valley created new trade relationships. Exceptional specimens became celebrities, immortalized in poems and sculptures as Tianma, heavenly horses. The Silk Roads emerged as China established relations with nomadic tribes and expanded westward. After initially paying silk tribute to the Xiongnu, Han rulers secured crucial corridors, creating transcontinental networks. Chinese officials documented distant regions, noting Central Asian kingdoms were clever at commerce, despite military weakness. Given route dangers, only high-value goods justified such journeys. The Chinese developed systems to regulate foreign merchants, with 35,000 texts showing visitors were issued passes and tracked. Silk functioned beyond luxury, becoming currency for military payment and international exchange. While China expanded eastward, Rome's growth created enormous demand for luxury goods. After conquering Egypt, Rome's prosperity surged. Augustus transformed Rome from brick to marble. Trade with India flourished, with 120 Roman ships sailing annually from Egyptian ports. Chinese silk scandalized Roman traditionalists like Seneca, who complained it undermined morality. This wealth outflow, Pliny noted 100 million sesterces annually flowing east, transformed economies along trade routes, developing villages into towns and cities. Palmyra became the Venice of the Sands, a desert metropolis built on trade proceeds. The Silk Roads served as conduits for religious ideas across the interconnected world. Buddhism spread from northern India during the 1st century AD, carried by Sogdian merchants who dominated long-distance trade networks and left their marks alongside Buddha images in northern Pakistan. Impressive monasteries emerged throughout the region, including one near Kabul featuring onyx pavements, marble walls, and golden doors. By the 4th century, Buddhism had established sacred sites across China's Xinjiang province. As trade intensified, Persia experienced a renaissance under the Sasanian dynasty, which forged a stronger identity linked to the ancient Persian Empire and promoted Zoroastrianism over other faiths, departing from previous rulers' religious tolerance. Though now associated with Europe, early Christianity was fundamentally Asian-centered in Jerusalem, spoken in Aramaic, rooted in Judaism, and shaped by Near Eastern landscapes. Christianity's eastward expansion was actually more dramatic than its spread into the Mediterranean, a forgotten chapter that challenges conventional religious history. Islam emerged from the turmoil following the bubonic plague of 541. Muhammad's revelations explained this upheaval, promising economic rewards and spiritual salvation. His message unified Arabia's tribes through a faith delivered in Arabic, yet incorporating vocabulary from multiple languages. Muhammad capitalized on Persia's collapse while establishing an economic structure that sanctioned material gain and declared goods seized from non-believers belonged to the faithful. His strategic genius enabled remarkable successes. Early Muslims viewed themselves as sharing the same legacy as Christians and Jews. The Quran states Muhammad's revelations had been revealed to Abraham and Ishmael, to Isaac and Jacob. This prosperity fueled an intellectual revolution. Wealthy patrons funded scholarship, attracting brilliant minds, many non-Muslim, to Baghdad and Central Asia. Polymaths like Ibn al-Haytham, al-Biruni, and Ibn Sina made groundbreaking advances across disciplines. Indian texts introduced mathematical innovations, including zero, enabling breakthroughs in algebra and astronomy. While Muslim civilization embraced innovation and curiosity, much of Christian Europe stagnated. Saint Augustine even dismissed investigation as a disease. Meanwhile, Islamic maritime commerce flourished, creating the world's largest maritime trading system, with Persian Gulf ports handling massive volumes of goods. The Mongols transformed from a marginal tribe into history's largest land empire through ruthless planning and meritocratic organization. After defeating Khwarizm in 1219, they swept through Central Asia with devastating force, yet often invested in infrastructure and revitalized conquered regions. Their greatest contribution was establishing unprecedented stability across Asia. China's road system enabled safe travel 9 months alone with great wealth. This security, combined with financial innovations like bills of exchange and paper money, revolutionized commerce, with silver becoming Eurasia's common currency. The Mongol conquests inadvertently spread the Black Death along trade routes, decimating populations. Paradoxically, this devastation catalyzed social change in Europe. Depopulation increased wages, empowering marginalized groups while weakening the property classes. European maritime exploration eventually connected the Americas to Africa, Europe, and Asia. This rise came at a terrible cost. The African slave trade exploded. Violence became standard practice in the Americas, and native populations collapsed through conflict and disease. This wealth transfer transformed Spain from a provincial backwater into a global power. Today, the Silk Roads are rising again. Cities across Central Asia are booming with new airports, luxury hotels, and landmark buildings. Kazakhstan's Astana has emerged in under 20 years with architectural marvels, while regional billionaires appear on the global stage, purchasing premium art and real estate. Pipelines now connect Turkey to Central Asian networks, feeding China's growing economy. The 7,000-mile Euxino Railway links China to Germany, carrying millions of products in just 16 days. China's western provinces are experiencing revival as businesses relocate from coastal areas to interior cities along ancient trade routes. Both East and West recognize this shift. The U.S. Secretary of State called for a new Silk Road in 2011, while Chinese President Xi Jinping declared building a Silk Road economic belt a foreign policy priority. As Western dominance wanes, networks across Asia's spine are being restored. The world is returning to its historical pattern, lands between East and West becoming the center of global exchange, innovation, and power. After centuries in the shadows, the Silk Roads are reclaiming their central place in human civilization.